It's stuck in barrel because of the weeds right up there. That's why he wasn't here. I think the original meeting was in the same place for the same reason.
Mr. President, in order to expedite matters and considering we're only dealing with peanuts here, of course, everybody's in favor of peanuts this year, I would remove my objection to the motion. Since I have also been assured that there are no other additional funds coming out, if there had been, I would maintain it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one inquiry, and that is, of Mr. Meekins, in the event that we do wish to put a Senate representative on that commission, will your funding still handle it?
Probably will, because I assume that some people won't go, you know, that
yeah.
won't be, somebody will be absent, and then it'll probably work out.
I,
but it's not included in it, but I budgeted it, you know, right to the day and everything, half days and stuff. Or something.
My thought is a lot of times interim work is lost if you don't at least have a liaison.
Yeah.
Maybe not a full complement.
I prefer that, and I think we probably, I'm just guessing that some people won't show up, you know. I don't know if a small committee, maybe they'll always show up at every session.
Okay.
So technically, maybe there ought to be a council.
Unless there's objection,
Councilmember, think about
that. Hearing no objection. So, Mr. Malone?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, one other item, not requiring additional funding. Is that a request from Interim Committee on Resources, Natural Resources, to revise within the authorization approved by the council the funding of their positions under personal services to shorten down the time frame of their work and to pick up an attorney, which they're able to get at a steal for, help them carry out the work. And I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we approve the request to hire the additional staff within the authorization that was originally approved by council.
No increase in it.
No increase.
Just reallocating the existing funds.
Is there objection to that motion? Hearing that, so ordered. Okay. Where does that put us? Now, what? What do we want to do about our next meeting?
Terramolinas.
Terramolinas.
Yes, sir.
That's here for Terramolinas.
Unless other members of the council have a different opinion, I don't really see any particular need for agenda for a July meeting.
If you do, have it in Fairbanks during Golden Days.
All right. Yeah.
After the... after the tourist season's all over with, I'd like to schedule one meeting at least in southeastern Ontario. Show some of you landlubbers what the inside of the area looks like.
But again, on top of
then
that,
the next meeting will be here in Anchorage, but it will be then, unless there's objection, it will be August. Is there a particular time that's best for all of you here in August?
I don't know.
First part of August,
yeah.
So that's probably best.
First week,
possibly.
First week.
Mr. Brown?
Well, maybe Mr. Doyle can remind me, but aren't there some functions that involve council members and others, Western Conference things? What am I trying to remember? There is something in August, or one or two matters. It may be
possible,
and that would be in Seattle, the August 12th?
Seattle.
Okay.
I don't know nothing else right now.
Are there any others?
Well, just for suggestion, how about the first Friday in August, and then as the day we can live over until Saturday, if needed.
What is it? Friday?
I have a personal problem with that, sir. I expect to become a grandfather in the first week in August, according to what the doctor says, and I don't know if it's going to be the first Friday or what it is. So I don't know.
Would that be here in Anchorage? Maybe in Juneau to accommodate him, or in Spain?
Well,
or
Chairman, I move that we solve the senator's problem by having a meeting for Juno.
There you are. You're right with me.
That was Brody's bill. That was Brody's.
Seriously, there's about five of us now on the council from southeastern, but there'd be an objection.
In Juno on a Friday.
You can have it on Tuesday.
If it could start so it's timed in with the Alaska Airlines schedule for the arrival of the morning flight.
Okay, let.
Well, from Anchorage, because there's a morning connection from Fairbanks that connects. I think they arrive 10:30?
9:55 AM.
Next meeting. At 1:20? We could have, start on a Friday afternoon and then continue to a Saturday, would that be all right?
I have a feeling it's gonna be hooked up on the Anchorage people.
Well, I do too.
Going that way, just requires an extra day. Yeah. Well, that's later on. Fall, I was gonna pick up at least one morning, probably in September, and then maybe in December, some of you like me making housing arrangements at the same time.
August is really very nice.
There's no earlier arrival. Oh, that's right, the time's under.
Well, I would move then we have the next, our August meeting on the first Friday of August at Juno.
2:00, 2:30.
Let me accept that motion with this caveat. When we get it pretty close to the time, I'll check and see and make sure we're gonna have a forum and then some. Yeah, it looks like we're gonna have a serious attendance problem.
We could probably have it at Bartlett Hospital.
Right.
Are you sure it's a granddaughter you're talking about?
Grandfather's waiting. Well, let's do that then. Let's see, the first Friday in August in Juno, but subject to availability of a substantial forum, and if not, then we'll switch it to.
Would that be Friday afternoon?
It would be Friday afternoon and then.
And continuing to Saturday as needed.
Yes, it's Saturday afternoon, flight back.
Okay.
Is there anything else to come before the body? Not yet.
Okay. Isn't that nice? A young lady in the audience who graduated summa cum laude in government relations, public affairs, and public relations. I have her resume here of Lisa V. Nelson. She's looking for employment. Any of you who might think you're interested in interviewing her, Ms. Nelson, would you stand up so they can identify? She's the blonde-looking girl in a blue coat. And she has excellent qualifications. I certainly want to, those of you who are still looking for staff, to at least give her some consideration.
That's awfully intimidating, though.
No, she's not a lawyer.
Summa cum laude.
I know, it's enough to scare you.
Can you stick around for a second? These are both really wonderful.